In the gospel this morning, Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through his word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the 8th chapter of the gospel according to John. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean, saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. So just a brief word to share with you. One of the goals of us here at Trinity is to help people connect Sunday morning with the other days of the week, all of their lives. As you leave this morning, we have a basket of daily devotionals that are available to you, and there's also a small devotional for families that kind of go in connection with the readings of the week. Know that they're available to you. That Faith in Our Home small devotional that comes out weekly is also available on our website, trinitybismarck.com. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior Jesus the Christ. Long, long ago, back in the day when I could still run like a gazelle, I was a camp counselor. Okay, so I never could run like a gazelle, really. I mean, that's the truth. But I was a counselor at Camp of the Cross. And one of the greatest games that we played once a week was Capture the Flag. And if you don't know how to capture the play, Capture the Flag, let me lay it out for you really quickly. All of the counselors and kids were divided into two separate teams. You knew your team by a smear of hopefully washable paint that was on your head, or maybe a marker. Yellow and green were usually the teams. Each team got a flag, and you hid it somewhere on your territory. Your goal, your team's goal, was to get into the enemy territory, find their flag, capture it, and run it back to your territory. Now, the deal was, as you were making your way to try to find their flag, members of the opposing team would try to tag you. And if you were tagged, you ended up in jail, guarded by some of the enemy troops. You sat there, patiently waiting and hoping that one of your team members would sneak their way through the trees and the grass and find their way to you. And if you noticed them coming, you would slyly grab the hand of other teammates who were in jail, or you'd put shoulder to shoulder or some way make sure that every one of your team members was touching one another. Because if the one who came to free you touched you, everyone that you were touching was also free. And you jumped up and you sprinted back for your side. Or if you had figured out where their flag was, you might go after that as well. But you ran off screaming, "We're free! We're free!" It's pretty simple. Capture the flag. Freedom is the thread that is running through the gospel texts and the other texts that were read today. Freedom is a huge issue on Reformation Sunday, thinking about busting out of the chains that hold us. Freedom, it's a gift of God. It's an issue that Luther, the theologian, the former monk wrestled with 500 years ago plus. Luther had this sense as a monk. Try as hard as he could never find his way to feeling worthy or acceptable before God. No matter how much he confessed, no matter how much he read the Bible, no matter how much he went to worship, he could not rid himself of the idea that this wrathful God in the end was going to reject him. The aha moment came for Luther when he was reading in the book of Romans, actually the 8th chapter. When it hit him that what Paul is saying is it's not about what we do, it's about what God has done through Christ Jesus, giving the gift of the Son who died and rose again, freeing us from sin, death, and darkness. Not because we deserve it, because if it's up to us, Luther figured out, we'd always fall short. But for Jesus' sake, we have been chosen to be worthy and loved. Freedom. It was almost as if Luther had just busted out of the capture the flag jail. So here's my question. All of these years later, what binds you? What holds you captive? So I've been thinking about that this week, wondering how y'all might answer that question. And I've wondered if for some people, what might be binding you is fear. There's plenty of fear running around these days. Fear about what's happening in the world, fear about COVID, fear. Am I carrying it? Might my kids get it? What about the grandkids or my parents? Are they going to be strong enough to withstand it? Is the vaccine going to come before someone that I love gets really sick from it? What kind of repercussions are there going to be on the economy? Is my retirement account going to stay in place? What about my job or my business? So if fear is what is binding you in this moment, then hear God speaking directly to you. You, God says, are my beloved child. You have been splashed in the waters of baptism. You have been claimed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You have been marked with the cross of Christ. You, son or daughter, are my beloved one. Rest in me. Have no fear. Maybe, though, it's not fear that has you bound. Maybe it is living up to someone else's expectations, living up to what you think someone else wants you to be or do. Or maybe it's your own unrealistic expectations, expectations of perfection or beauty. Or that you should be able to juggle all that life throws at you with a smile on your face and a kick in your step. That you should be able to juggle work and home and kids and make it all look easy and perfect. Well, if that's what's going on in your life, if that's what binds you, then hear this word of freedom spoken from God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power of the Holy Spirit looks you in the eye and says this, "Child, I love you as you are. You are holy and precious in my sight. I created you.
I created you just as you are. I created you. Live into who I created you to be. Maybe that's not what has you bound. Maybe it's the darkness of depression, or maybe it's substance abuse. Both of those are terrible diseases which bind people. And in the midst of them, life can be a constant battle. There is no joy in the darkness caused by these afflictions. In the midst of these, there are daily choices to make. With depression, it's choices to take the meds, to continue to seek out the help of professionals, to get rest, to grab hold of the small glimmers of light and hope that you see. If it's substance abuse, it's to live in the moment, continuing to make the choices that keeps you sober or clean for right now. And if that's what binds you, then hear this word of freedom. God says, I'm with you. Even in the darkest moment, even in the moment of temptation, I am with you. Cling to me, beloved ones. Cling to me in the freedom that I offer. You see, freedom comes as a pure gift of God. There's nothing that you or I can do to be worthy, to prove our worthiness, to make us acceptable. And yet, for Jesus' sake, God says, you are free. So here's the flip side. In Luther's day, he got accused of promoting chaos. Because if everyone can run around amok in endless freedom, you know what's going to happen. We're going to start squishing each other. Luther wrote a little treatise called The Freedom of a Christian, and he put two concepts side by side. He said, on one hand, as a Christian, I am a perfectly free Lord of all. And as a Christian, I am a perfectly bound servant of all. Chaos, no, Luther said. Luther understood that when we live out freedom as followers of Christ, we don't lord it over other people. Instead, we use our freedom to love and serve others. That's true freedom. It is living together in God's love and grace and mercy. That is a freedom that lets us bust out of any jail that wants to bind us. Amen.